Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Podcast Fridays with Lois. So first off, I need to apologize. This is supposed to be produced on a bi-weekly basis, but January has been a nest of activities for me. But then I'm like, I can't let this pass. I have to pull through on at least one podcast before we round off January. So with me here today, I have someone really special, someone really close to my heart, and I'm going to allow her to introduce herself. Please introduce yourself, ma'am.
Oh, hi guys, I'm Faisha Yogumade.
Yes, you heard that right, people. We have Shaya in the building. Okay. So I promise to make this podcast as short as possible, not as long compared to the other one we did. So we're going to be talking about connections, traveling, and expanding your horizon. Yes, I'll take that again. We're going to be talking about connections, traveling, and expanding your horizon. So, Shayo, what's your view on connections? Like, what do you see connections as?
Okay, connection is basically meeting people and the impact they have in your life. Like, you don't have to go to a detailed explanation written by a scholar. So my view on connection is the way you meet people and the impact they have to give you later. So that is
okay. I think connections has to do with meeting people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then also maintaining it goes more than meeting people, how you maintain
you have to,
this
like,
follow up, you know,
yeah,
because you never know where anybody can help you, or
exactly.
You never know who you're even sitting close to, what the person is going to be like in the nearest future, and all of that. Okay, so how do you see connections, right? For you to be able to connect with people, you have to travel around places, you have
to
meet people, you have to attend events, you have to participate and partake in activities. So how do you think, like, traveling, all these things can help you in expanding your horizon?
Oh yeah, like basically now my course, that international law and diplomacy, like, so we
right
we go,
toot your horn, babe.
So like we travel, like every year I travel to different places, just like when we went
Mado.
To Benin Republic, yeah,
right?
So like I met friends, like they were Nigerians, but after that trip we still continued our relationship, like we still kept on talking. Mm. Like, can you imagine that we have to go to Benin Republic again? Like, at least the expenses that we're meant to have incurred when we're there
Benin, like the
second
time,
like it's reduced, and like there was a level of relationship, level of bond, like we felt like we had a family, like
right.
When we're going back, you get like so like you really need connections. And when I first got there, like I was like, ah, see this place, so nobody, they're speaking French and everything. But basically I met people, even when I went to Italy too, like it was also not an English speaking country, but like I met people that
slide.
So like up till now we still keep, they don't know that I'll go to Italy again, like I won't meet them, and
Mad,
we'll not
still
talk. So basically it's not that we'll keep talking every day, but at least once in a while just check up. So basically when I traveled I met a lot of people, even Ghana. I went to Ghana recently, like early January, like, I also met new people.
So how has this helped you expand your horizon career wise personally, like the people you have met, how have they impacted your life? Like, can you see them as some sort of destiny helper? Can you see them like impacting your future later on? Like, how has it expanded your horizon as a person? Like,
okay, like when I went to Ghana, I went for a United Nations conference at MUN. So like when I got there, I met this Burkina Faso delegate. It was a Ghanaian, also University of Ghana. So when he was telling me some things about like, because he's studying Russian language and political science, like when he was telling me about his school, like the way they travel to learn Russian language, because man,
wow.
I've been struggling to learn French since secondary school. Like, so like I got to have another idea of how to learn languages, and also idea of how to like express yourself, because trust me, there are things you cannot just do on your own. You have to like get ideas from people. Like even this MUN, I started from going to BMO. Like when I got there and I saw people talking, and I saw like, okay, this is what I've been missing.
Mm-hmm.
So like basically you have to come out of your box and meet people to be able to expand your horizon, basically.
Right. Okay, just to add to that a bit, like what Shaya has said is totally true. Like in expanding your horizon, traveling to different places, not just traveling on its own, going to conferences, meeting new people, attending events, it's just like there's a message each event has to pass across.
Like,
you understand?
Messages.
You're going to MUNs, you know that, okay, this is like, if you participate fully, this is going to give me critical thinking. For those of you who do not know, like an MUN is a Model United Nations conference, like a simulation of Model United Nations, what they do there and all of that. So you going there, you know that if you want to participate fully, this is going to help you with public speaking, this is going to help you with critical thinking. If you're just going to chill, hey, maybe summer, like when I traveled and I met like some South African sisters, I am forever grateful for meeting. I know that tomorrow I can go to Johannesburg, man.
Exactly.
I'm covered. Do you understand? I'm covered. Or I can go to someplace in the US and I know that, hey, I'm covered. Or down to even making friends on the plane. Like, there was this Dubai lady I met on the plane. I know that tomorrow, if I want to travel to Dubai,
exactly,
then I know that I'm covered. Like, we still talk once in a while. So in expanding your horizon, it's like, it doesn't just box you. You're not just this person that is limited, you know. Today, if you want to travel to a country, that's fine. Tomorrow, if you want to go this other place, that's fine. Because it also helps you, apart from it helping you in like personal development, it helps you like with career wise. Like I just said, critical thinking. Not everybody, some people speak out of passion and everything, but then you find out that they're not making any single sense at all. But then traveling, connecting with people and everything just helps you expand your horizon personally and otherwise. So the next question I have here, what are the weird things you've experienced in your travels? Like the weird things you've experienced when you travel. Like, let's spice this up.
Let's start from when I went to Ghana. Like my recent travel. Like when I went to Ghana, like there was this particular food. I don't even know, like grounded rice. Like imagine rice looking like eba. Like it was weird.
Now like too shinkafa. Like how some people eat,
like,
now
obviously I don't eat all those things. Like it was so weird. Like when I tasted it, it was like it was nice, so, but it was weird, like the way I saw it. And god, it like,
yeah, I didn't even bother tasting it.
It was nice, but I don't the look it. Was encouraging. It was not encouraging at all.
I didn't bother tasting it though.
Not encouraging. And also, like, trust me, Ghanaian English and their pidgin. It's very weird, but I found passion in enjoying their English. Like, it was really nice. Like, trust me, Ghana is really fun, but trust me, they just okay. Basically, then Italy too. When I went to Italy, like, guy, can you imagine that they treat pets like family? Like, so, like, yeah, the double decker bus. Like, let me give you an experience. Like, the double decker bus, okay. So like when I entered inside, because no, obviously it's when it's first come first serve. If you don't enter on time, you can just have to stand. So like I saw over 4 or 5 dogs like using seat belts sitting, and we human beings were standing. Like it was so weird. Like because the proper African girl,
bring it to the Africans to Nigeria. When maybe you see an elderly lady standing, and you as a young lady are sitting, and you're like, ah, ma, come and sit down. No, it's exactly. Like what?
Yes. It will be understandable if I see a baby there, not a pet. Like I just have to ask the tall guy, like, really? She now explains to me that that's how it is in Italy. They love family in Europe. Like even when I was in the plane, like 4 or 5 dogs. Like, so that means they legitimately paid a seat. Like they booked a flight schedule for dogs. Like trust me, it was really weird. Like nah. I was not seeing that coming. Like it's really shocked me.
Okay, I think what I've had to battle was, okay, I've not had so much weird experiences per se, but then the one that like scattered my brain was when I traveled, right? I had to the US, I had phone issues and everything, and then they gave me options when I went to fix my phone, like a proper Apple store. They gave me like options that I could take a loaner phone, like just use a phone for the meantime, and then come back to them to return it to retrieve my phone, or they could mail my phone. Kini mail phone ni? You want to mail my phone? Please, my trust issues are too much. You want to mail my phone? As a Nigerian, you want to mail my phone? You know, this Nigerian has kept this kind of mentality that, well, let me go there and collect my phone. Exactly. In best, you want to mail my, what if something happens? And then the guy was like, this is America, nothing can happen. Whoa. I said, no, please, I'm coming to come and take my phone by myself. The insecurity was too much. Like the whole Nigerian mentality stuff was too much. I'm like, nah, please, I have to come and take my phone myself. So like there are other weird experiences that I've had though, but I think this one was really funny that day. Like it really sounded so funny to me. And then last off before we round off, do you care to share some memories you've had, like some memories you've had that are special to you, or some really crazy memories, or some memories that you will never forget?
Wow, I have a lot of memories, especially when I went to Ghana. Like, we just spent a period of like 5-6 days. Like it was fun.
We
like,
have to
I
make it work.
I have to go back to be going through my pictures. Like, trust me, I have made a lot of memories. When I went to Benin Republic, all my school trips to Ghana, to Covenant. Like, I had a lot of memories. Like, even my recent MN to Covenant, I met new Abad guys. Like, so it's really nice.
But, like, pick a particular one, guy. Just pick a particular one to share.
Okay, let me talk about my Ghana. I think that was like my best trip so far. Like,
you were very skeptical about that trip. Is it your life?
Like, when I got there, like, because the first, to me, like, I have this thing that first impression, once beaten forever shy. So my first impression is very important. So like when I got to Ghana, like the accommodation was not nice. Like when
it
we
was
were
nice, but not so
the,
nice.
Exactly, we're showing that the airport they delayed our flight, so we could not eat that nice. So I had a very bad perception about. But when I met people, like we went out, we went to karaoke bar. Like the university was so cool. Like, I really had fun. I made a lot of memories. Like, is it down to the committee sessions, down to the friends we made, down to going out. Like, it was really, really fun. Like, experiences I can never forget. Yeah, I think that's basically the most important memory in Ghana.
No, I think the first time I've had a lot of memories too. Like, down to Ghana, like, I can't go for a trip and not catch the fun out of it.
Please, we'll make it worthwhile.
It has to be worthwhile, you know. But I think one of the best I've had so far was when I went on this when I went to this water park, right, when I traveled. Like, the ride was so freaking scary. I was screaming like, what is going on here? And then again, January, I ticked off karaoke off my bucket list, right? I've always had it in mind to do it. I ticked that off, and you know, we just went to an empty club and we were just dancing. I think that was
some really crazy
memory. That was some crazy
like
memory.
When only was in the club, we're just dancing. Like,
you would think we just like bought that space.
We reserved
it for ourselves or something. Like, it was really nice. So it was like really beautiful. And on this note, guys, we would like to advise that you make connections, you travel, you don't just box yourself up.
And when you travel, meet people.
Don't just stay in your own zone. Don't just stay in your own corner, actually. Like, when you travel, always down to, if I'm getting into a plane, like an international flight, I have to make sure I talk to one person at least before I come down, because I'm soaking up. I mean, this world is too, like, you can say the world is small, but then again, it's too big. There's so many beautiful places to see. To just box yourself and say you're not going anywhere, you're not meeting new people, you know. Like, do not take the fun out of things. Travel, see things for yourself. Let your perspective about life also change, you know. Learn and unlearn things. And then by that, you can develop yourself, and then you can be one step ahead of being a better person. So, guys, this is me rounding off Podcast Fridays with Lois. You can also check my blog, theloisstockblog.com, to see what I've been up to get in line with some emotional thoughts, critical thinking, meditation, and, you know, just little things here and there to spice you up to becoming a better person. We're rounding off January 2019. We're moving on to February, the love month. So, guys, stay tuned. Like, stay tuned, man. When we come back in 2 weeks' time, we're going to also have interesting things to talk about. But for now, signing out, Lois Tarikabo and
Ogma the Fisher. Nice meeting you guys. Bye.
Bye. Don't forget to leave voice messages and send messages just in case you want to talk about anything. Goodbye, guys.